This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But he gave me his album. He said, I want you to take this with you. And there was a song on it that I've always remembered. It's got the title, I'd Like to Have a Problem Like That. It's a song written by John Greenbaum, Anthony Martin, and Sterling Whipple. I've never heard of those three songwriters, but here's the lyric. I'm not a wealthy man. I don't pay for my suntan. I work out in the heat and the cold. Sometimes I'd like to be the big bad wolf instead of just another sheep in the fold. I hear the rich man holler about the shrinking dollar and crying about a luxury tax. They won't let him write off his 80-foot yacht. I'd like to have a problem like that. Oh, I'd like to have a problem like that. Should I buy the Porsche or the stretch Cadillac? Do I want to drive fast or just ride around in the back? I'd like to have a problem like that. I'd like to be too rich. I'd like to be too thin. I'd like to be too young. I'd like to be too in. Should I kiss and tell and write a book on my life? How much can I get for the movie rights? Oh, I'd like to have a problem like that. Be a tabloid star at the checkout rack. I'd like to have a problem like that. That's a funny song. I'd like to have a problem like that. But you know what? Most people in this room would be glad to trade the problems they have right now for anybody else's problem or a lot of people's problems. I'd like to have a problem like that. My message today is about hardships. We began a series last week from 2 Corinthians called Looking Through the Looking Glass and seeing everything through the lens of Christ in His Word. And every message that you're going to hear from 2 Corinthians is about a different area of life where we're going to ask you to look at your life and those problems through the looking glass of Christ. Last week was about grief. Most important sentence I said last week, I feel was the most important sentence, is this, that as you comfort people, you're comforted. God gives you comfort. You comfort other people in their grief. God comforts you. And here's what I said. A Christian is not a psychologist or a counselor who's handing out worldly wisdom to help people with their problems. A Christian is a man or woman who's a witness to the power of God. A Christian is a man or woman who's a witness to the power of God who says, I don't know what to tell you about your grief. I don't have the words to tell you. I don't have any magical words to say to you, but I can be a witness to the power of God that there is comfort and it's found in the Lord. And you say, how do you know? I've experienced it. God has comforted me, and Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1, when God comforts you, you take that comfort you've received from the Lord and you use it to comfort someone else, and something mysterious happens. God comforts you when you're used to comfort other people. And you know what? Christian people don't get that. Even Christian people don't understand that. Today, we're talking about hardships. I don't know what you would identify as a hardship in your life, but I do know this, and I'm not being melodramatic at all. I really am not. This is true. Every Sunday, I know, and every week on the radio, I know that I'm talking to people who are about to lose their health and they don't know it. They're going to get some news in the next week or two. Every week I'm talking to people who are waiting for the spouse to tell them, I'm leaving. Every week I'm talking to people with a crisis with a son or daughter. Every week I'm talking to people with a financial crisis, a job loss, the loss of a house. And what's that mean? That's life. And the most important thing I'm going to say today, I'm going to give it to you right at the beginning. You can write it down. I really believe in a summary statement of a message. As I told you recently, how many points should a sermon have? At least one. At least one. And this is the point I want you to go home with today, is that God doesn't necessarily deliver us out of a hardship, but God delivers us in it. And that's not a play on words. It's not a cute little Christian phrase. I really believe it to be true.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.